from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Saturday is set to be an epic sports day. You have week one college football, top 25 matchups, Michigan back at the Big House, and the Tigers send Tarik Skubal to the mound and send the 84 Tigers back out to celebrate 40 years since that World Series.
It's amazing.
Alan Trammell joining us. He will be there. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Good. You sound excited about the weekend. What's it mean for you, and how excited are you to get the gang back together?
Well, I'm smiling as I say this, John. I think you know quite well, but winning never gets old, and seeing your teammates never gets old as well. And so, hey, we're all older. We know how things work, but we're still big kids at heart. And the stories never get old as well. So obviously, looking forward to it. That part. We got Tarik Skubal. You mentioned that Scoobs is pitching tomorrow as well. That should be a great night.
Does it feel like 40 years? Like when you get together with these guys, does it feel like yesterday?
Yeah, no, it feels like yesterday. When you think about it, obviously, yeah, it has been a long time. But again, the great memories that year, we couldn't have scripted any better, guys, to be honest with you, right from the start. But it was quite the year, to be honest with you. And we're both, I'm jealous of Jack and Gibby and a few others that won, you know, multiple rings, but at least we got the one. And for me, 1984 was by far the most significant year in my career.
When you think back to that season, and I'm sure it's impossible. And maybe it's, hey, the final pitch, it's the ultimate win, it's the moments that Gibby had in, you know, against the Goose. What's the memories that you think of when you think of that season?
Well, let's just kind of quickly go over the start. We started off 9-0. Then all of a sudden we were 35-5. I'm saying that right now, and that's like playing Nintendo. We were part of it. We did it. But it's still hard to imagine that we were able to go against a Major League Baseball club and start off with the best 40-game start in baseball history. And we also won 17 games in a row on the road, which is an American League record. So, again, it's just one of those things that it just doesn't happen. It wasn't a normal year. But you know what? We were able to ride that wave. The confidence that we gained with that great start just basically carried us throughout the year. And we could have beat Sparky 75, at least the mentality. Again, John, you know this quite well as an athlete, that when you have the confidence, you have to believe in yourselves, and obviously we did. So I'm going to say that, you know, that particular year we could have taken on Sparky's great, you know, mid-70s big red machine. Who knows what would have happened, but that was the mindset that we had.
First 15,000 fans in attendance getting a 1984 replica jersey presented by Bally Sports Detroit. Alan Trammell joining us this morning ahead of that celebration on Saturday. Alan, people talk about this team, young guys starting to break through. Do you see any similarities with the young core developing than that maybe you saw when you guys were first coming up prior to 84?
Well, I do, and it's not a secret. It's, you know, baseball and all teams have been trying to do the same thing since we did it and even before us, and that's building from within. And then as you get to a point where you feel like you maybe need that last piece or two, then you go out and add it. But it's always better when you can do the core from within and then again build around that. So I believe now, and I think Tiger fans are starting to get that feeling. And I know what happened yesterday, but that's baseball. Obviously, it's going to happen. But it's been much better of late, hasn't it? And I think that the fans like the younger players, the enthusiasm, the talent, the kind of baseball that we're playing. And I think that's just it, this is just what's going to be happening here in the future. I really believe that. And so I'm making the rounds right now. I'm coming in from one of our affiliates in Erie, and I'm coming to Detroit for the weekend. But I'm looking forward to seeing the Tigers in person myself this weekend. But I do think that the product is much better.
There's going to be, what, about 20 of you guys of that 84 team that's going to be in town this weekend. When you guys do get together, what's the conversation, or how excited are you for that next Tigers team to be able to finally get to the mountaintop and win a World Series?
Well, a great point, and I wish, and it's going to happen. It's taken way too long. Obviously, 40 years is the last baseball championship. But just think back to, you know, a few months ago, the Lions and how close they were, and the fans, and Michiganders, Tiger fans, all their sports, they're supported so well, and they're there waiting. They're chomping at the bit to have a parade and show them their love. And so, you know, I think back to all the years, again, how many years I played, obviously the championship, but how supportive the fans, they never forget you. And when you win a championship, that's forever. That's for life. And that's a very special meaning to have. And again, us older guys here this weekend are going to feel that love again. And again, that never gets old as well.
Alan, we talk about a young core. Who would you put in the core that the Tigers are building around?
Well, you got to start with Riley Green. I mean, that's first and foremost. He's number one. And on the pitching side, you got Tarik Skubal. And, I, you know, going down the list, we don't really know exactly. I do think that there's others, but those two are the position players, Riley, and on the pitching side, it's Tarik Skubal. And we are growing. And there's others. I think you guys can sense some of the youthfulness that we have, but they're gaining experience. So let's go back to our 84 team. We went through some tough times ourselves. It just didn't happen overnight. And you have to learn, I hate to say this, but you almost have to learn how to lose first. And it's got to tick you off. It really does. And we got to the point ourselves where, you know, we were tired of getting beat by, you know, the big boys. And we were in the American League East, which at that time was the best division in baseball. But it doesn't matter who you play. You need to win. And right now the boys are taking care of business. And I just hope that these next, you know, the month plus or so, that they can carry this momentum into next year, and I believe that will be very, very helpful.
I'm curious, because you and Lou Whitaker were one of the great combos in all of baseball, shortstop, second base. And when you watch Sweeney, I know it's early, it's young, not a lot to go on, but then obviously Colt Keith at second base. How long does it take to develop the camaraderie, the teamwork that you two had that maybe we might be able to see with Sweeney and Keith?
Well, it's a process, and it's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, to say exactly how long it took for Lou and I mean, let's be honest, it took us at least a couple of years to get that timing. But the key is just going out there on a daily basis and getting that timing, all these different kinds of balls that take you to different spots on the field, to know kind of where the guy throws the ball and just how firm it is, or all these things that come into play. So, you know, Lou is a very, very talented player. My gosh, you know, again, I'm going to make my comment about he should be in the Hall of Fame, and it's an injustice. But the fact that going back to Colt and Trey, I've never met Trey. Making my rounds to the minor leagues, the trade, I was not in Toledo. I was there right before. And so I've never met him. I'm looking forward to this weekend to meeting him. But I have seen him, and I've been watching the games. He's a nice-looking athlete. I like the body, the way he can, you know, make the plays, and just being consistent. But it's going to take some time for Colt and Trey or anybody to really get that timing under their belt and be real good major leaguers. But you know what? You got to start somewhere. And right now, again, I like what I see.
What are you seeing with Spencer Torkelson? You didn't mention him in the core, and he's certainly been up and down. So where is he in your estimation?
Well, he's part of the nucleus as well. But again, you know, when you start, I don't want to single all these guys out. I stand by with Riley and Scoot because they deserve it. They've earned that. The other guys, you know what, even though Torque last year hit the 31, but he's had a little rough go this year. But I know he's determined. I know behind the scenes this kid is working his tail off, and he's chomping at the bit to show everybody that he is the player that he showed last year. But again, you know, life doesn't always treat us, you know, the way we'd like it. It's not just always going to be, everything's going to be peaches and creams. We know that's not how it works. But adversity is what makes an athlete, in my opinion. That's part of the deal, picking yourself back up. And I think Torque has that in him, and looking forward to him having, you know, he's been doing well the last couple of weeks. And, again, I hope for him as well that he can, you know, finish the season on a good note.
How do you add, because obviously in 84, you guys were able to add some players that really took you, I mean, maybe you didn't need to take them over the top, but they obviously added to what you guys had as a team. And now you look and, hey, you've got Kerry Carpenter, Parker Meadows, Green, Young, Keith, Torque, Sweeney, Dingler. Like, you've got all of these young players. How do you add to that to make it even better without blocking some of those guys?
Great question. And, you know, when we went back to the, you know, going back to the 84, I mean, going into the that season, we picked up, we signed Darrell Evans as a free agent. It's one of the first times that we had done that, you know, really a prominent player. And then we made the trade late in spring training, and we picked up Willie Hernandez, who was the Cy Young and MVP of that year. And also an unsung hero in Dave Bergman, who was a big part of our club. But Willie, obviously, was the key part. And I don't know if we're quite ready yet. And I think that's where management will come in, and they'll make those decisions. But you mentioned a few players of a potential core. That's what excites me. And, you know, you never can go wrong with pitching. We have some young guys, but, again, the nature of pitching and the way that they use their arms and guys getting hurt so often, not just with us, but everybody in baseball, you know, I do think that we'll always be looking to upgrade and add. So, again, that's just my two cents on the matter. But, again, the old saying about you, pitching had to be true.
Alan Trammell, 84 Tigers, going to be celebrated on Saturday. We appreciate some of your time this morning.
Have a great weekend.
We will, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alan. What's that saying that they always... It looked like we lost him a little bit there at the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
As they always say...
Yep.
Good stuff with Alan Trammell, though, and people should head out there. Reminder, first 15,000 people in attendance received that 84 replica jersey. The Legends will be signing autographs starting at 11 a.m. at the D-Shop presented by Meijer. And they stress to you guys, if you're going to this game, get there early. Gates open at 4. Be in your seats by 5:30 for the pregame ceremony. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, you can join the YMCA with no contract and no joiner fees, and for just $3 a day. I'm loving all the YMCA has to offer, including access to indoor pools, Les Mills Group Fitness, hundreds of machines, discounts on personal training, which I am taking full advantage of right now, all with free Child Watch while you work out. And now you can try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find your why today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fox Friday picks coming up at 8:35. John, you did ask a great question.
Oh, why, thank you. Another fist bump.
You asked Alan Trammell, how do you add, like they did to a young team in the early 80s, how do you add around a young core without blocking their development and ultimately winning more baseball games? It is the question for this baseball team. And
you always want to hear it from the baseball guys, because like we think we know baseball and we know it from a fan's perspective, but he's a guy that has lived and breathed and seen every level, developed, tried to develop, and you want to hear it from him.
And while the call was really optimistic about this team, he said, we're not there yet. I didn't like hearing that.
Well, we didn't hear that from Scott Harris.
No, I know, which is ultimately what's most important. Scott said once they have a core, they have the backing of ownership to spend for multiple winters. Paraphrasing. But Trammell locked in on two guys he felt were definite core pieces, Scooble and Green.
The most obvious, right?
Obvious. And the other guys, I don't think he wanted to anoint anybody else quite yet, which I understand.
He also didn't want to run down the roster.
Yes, and I also think if Alan Trammell anoints somebody who's only got, a couple hundred at-bats, I think we all have a right to see how these guys progress.
Yeah.
So while I think there is optimism, I didn't like hearing, we're not ready to add around these young guys yet. I mean, damn it, John, if they get within a couple games at the end of the season, you're going to have a hard time selling that to me.
Well, I'm not going to be selling it to you.
I'm not. You won't be, but
no.
We're
going to be selling to Scott Harris.
I think I've almost concluded already, people are going to be disappointed in the offseason because their expectations are without details. I've heard somebody on the station throw out $50 million.
Sure,
I don't think you build baseball teams that way. And
excuse me?
No, you don't. You don't just throw out 50. Give me a name. Give me the
name. Juan Soto.
Okay, let's play. Okay. I've said that. I said that months ago. Sure. Let's go.
Mike would have done it.
Let's go right now. Let's get involved. I don't know if he'd come here.
Okay.
We don't know what the market is.
And there's no promise you get him. There's not. But my point is, this team's payroll is going the opposite way. And I'm not asking them to be the Dodgers or the Yankees, but I think there should be a concerted effort to add in quality, veteran, proven players. And if you have to spend a little more than the next team to get them, good. You're woefully below average to begin with. I don't think we're setting them up for some lavish Yankee-like offseason. Or even the off seasons that Mike Ilitch had, but just an honest to goodness, real, concerted, not on the showers in the team planes, but on the team itself, spend for this baseball team.
They overspend for Javi.
Right, so do a good job. Sign the good players.
That's my point.
I mean,
you just don't go spend $50 million because it's going to fail if you just go spend money. You have to get the right players for this team. And one of the unfortunate things right now, and this is why I think people would be disappointed, I think they'll get a pitcher. But the glaring need might be shortstop, and I don't think the market's out there. And so you've got to...
Timing matters.
You might have a Sweeney platoon situation next year, and that's going to infuriate people. It is.
But, okay, it just doesn't have to be in free agency. How can you manufacture a trade? That could be another route of being able to go out there and... Yeah, okay, the free agent market. Okay, we know Juan Soto is going to be in the market. Maybe they're in the sweepstakes, maybe they're not. But if the shortstop that they desire or the quality of shortstop that they desire is not in the market, it doesn't mean you can't find a way to get one.
Right. And I think the more frustrating imminent things for me with the future is Kenta Maeda going to be in the rotation next year? You gave him a 2-year deal.
Right.
Okay? That's going to bother me. If Javi's still on this team, that's going to bother me. That's where I'm going to get upset with the vision and what's going on here. So I'm just caution to the wind in terms of just money players. Because in baseball, I think more times than not, it fails if you use that approach.
Okay,
you got to be methodical about it.
Okay, we'll do this now. We'll do this a bunch of times. You said shortstop. Willy Adames is set to be a free agent. I'm not telling you that Willy Adames is the Hall of Famer. He'd be an upgrade, wouldn't he?
He would.
Okay.
But is that the best wise choice? I think there's some question in adding a Willy Adames to this team right now. I do.
Why? And if anything, I could argue it would be the perfect add because you don't have, with all respect to Trey Sweeney, he is not a franchise shortstop, right?
Would you overpay for him?
That's the question.
That's it, Jim. And that's where you, that's the question. You can't.
Like, McGonagall's not here, and Rainier's not here. They got these young guys who are still in the low levels of the organization. You can spend on a veteran shortstop and try to be better next season and still develop.
You overspend for Juan Soto.
What does overspend mean if you run your team like you're the A's? I mean,
Jim, I'm not saying that. You're not here. Level of player is you're when you choose to overspend. If it takes overspending to get Juan Soto, they should do it. If it takes overspending to get Adames, I'm not sure that's a wise decision.
There's also Kim, the shortstop from the Padres. He had a 30-plus stolen base season a year ago. He's a 2020 player in his late 20s. My point is, don't let them off the hook. And I feel like you're setting up to let them off the hook, and I don't like that.
No. I didn't. I just said two imminent things that they... You're going to show me if you're serious. If Maeda's in the rotation
buyouts
next year...
Buyouts don't... No, okay, buyouts are one thing. Add players. Follow through. Don't let them off the hook. If you want us to say nice things about you, do good things. When they win, we've been positive. But keep it going. Put more logs on the fire. Give this baseball city what they deserve.
Get a pitcher. That's the starting point. Get a pitcher back in here to stabilize this rotation.
And what did Tram say? He talked about the importance of pitching.
He did.
Scooble, Olson, Job, and free agent, high-end free agent pitcher.
Absolutely.
And there you go.
We got picks coming up first. Heather in the news.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to start with the tragic news. NHL star Johnny Gaudreau, known as Johnny Hockey, and his brother Matthew were killed after being hit by a car while they were riding their bikes in New Jersey. He was only 31 years old, his brother just 29. Investigators say that the brothers were biking on a rural road in Oldsman Township, New Jersey, right around 8:30 p.m. when they were struck by a passing vehicle. The Columbus Blue Jackets did release a statement saying that they were shocked and devastated by this unimaginable tragedy. They went on to say Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more significantly, a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. He was married to Meredith, a father of two young children, Noah, 1 year old, Johnny, 6 months. So incredibly sad. And you might have heard the news. I was just looking at The Knot, where everyone goes to make their wedding websites, right? He and his brother were supposed to stand up in his sister Katie's wedding today. Today was the wedding. It's unimaginable. It's hard to believe what everybody is going through. His parents, his family, his sister, his teammates, the community, the person involved in the crash, the person who was driving did stop at the scene. There's not a lot of information yet on what exactly happened. But just so sad.
No, and parents losing two kids,
and two kids losing a father.
I know.
Devastating. The number of deaths linked to a listeria outbreak involving Boar's Head deli meats has risen. In an update released Wednesday, the CDC confirmed 9 people have died, 57 have been infected and hospitalized. And they say most likely that official number is probably more. More people probably did contract it.
Yeah.
But didn't really realize that they did have it or it passed quickly because it really affects people who are older than 65 or people who have like a weakened immune system. Those are people who are really going to be impacted by listeria the most. Boar's Head has already recalled an estimated 7 million pounds of lunch meat. It turns out that Shohei Ohtani's dog can pitch too. On Wednesday night, when everybody lined up to get those bobbleheads,
this was cool.
Yeah, his dog Decoy executed the ceremonial first pitch at Dodger Stadium. So he was wearing, you know, his little Dodgers uniform, and he patiently waited at the pitcher's mound until Ohtani went to home plate, squatted there. Decoy grabbed the ball in his mouth and then ran it over to home plate. The crowd went into a frenzy, right? And then he gave Ohtani a little high five at the end. It's adorable. People loved it. And the bobblehead had the dog in it too, so it's all kind of fitting, right? Let's see, Labor Day weekend. It's here. It's upon us now. And to celebrate, Krispy Kreme is offering customers a dozen original glazed donuts for $2 when you purchase any dozen donuts at a regular price. So you gotta make a decent purchase, but you're going to get a ton of donuts for a great deal. So it takes place now through September 2nd, which is Labor Day. And it's part of Krispy Kreme's Go For Two promotion, which encourages football fans to earn extra points with family and friends over Labor Day weekend. And, as they take in week one of college football season. So go pick up some donuts and celebrate football and Labor Day.
It's a great way to celebrate.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love donuts? That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, football picks. It's 97.1. It's a Friday. We will do Cookie Jar. It'll be at 9:35 as we get into football mode. 9:35, wrapping the show with Cookie Jar. We just did picks.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State kickoff.
Defending champ.
Yep. What's the expectation? You want to get that in a few more times before the season starts?
I've only got from now until 10 to make that a possibility.
Oh, you got all pregame tomorrow on the radio. You guys can ham it up, and then the season starts, and you have to turn the page. Yeah. What's the expectation for both these programs? And you guys feel free to jump in, lock in your expectations, your predictions, whatever you want to say before toe meets leather this weekend. 248-539-9797.
For Michigan State, for me, it is certainly a bowl game. I think they're a 7 or 8 win team. There's a stretch in the middle. And as we figure out Aiden Childs, familiar with Jonathan Smith. I think he is a good coach at recruiting. What we saw at Oregon State was a lot of 3, some 4 stars. But the development, hiring coaches that can develop players is something that he excels at. And all of a sudden, you've got a very competitive, tough, physical, run-the-ball team. Fits perfect into what Michigan State should be and competing in the Big Ten. I think it's going to take some time because they did go to the portal. They did some other things, but Aiden Childs, familiar with Jonathan Smith, the expectations, familiar with the system. I think they come in. The question is, how do they handle at Maryland in week 2? There's a stretch in the middle, Ohio State, Oregon, at Oregon, Iowa, and at Michigan. That's as tough of a 4-game stretch as you're going to find in college football. But on both sides of that, I think they are a 7-win team.
Be a big first season. 7
sure
wins.
Sure would be.
And I know, like, oh, it's 7 wins. I wonder where Michigan State fans are at, because tonight they play. It's Friday night. This is a tradition. You kick off the season. If you're a football fan, you want to be there. Your program hit the reset button. But I do think there's reason to be excited. I think Jonathan Smith was a good hire. I think the type of programs he built at Oregon State are the type of programs that win in the Big Ten, that you can win a Big Ten title with in the Big Ten. Now, mm-hmm. They're not doing that this year. But if they can set a foundation in 24, 25, they become a team that's much more dangerous. Childs, they bring the tight end Velling over from Oregon State as well. Give them a chance to get the whole program into the strength and conditioning, get the O-line beefed up. It was a good O-line, a good run game, a physical football team when they were out in Corvallis with this staff. I look at the schedule and I think it's 3 different seasons. I think it's the first 4, the middle 4, and the last 4. Early in the non-con, they're going to face Florida Atlantic, Prairie View A&M. They go at Boston College, and then there is that Maryland game, the conference game, in the first 4. Can they go 3-1? The middle 4, I don't think they're winning a single game. Ohio State, at Oregon, Iowa, who I think is going to be pretty tough this year, and at Michigan. Do you keep the train on the tracks? In today's college football, where guys are looking for the portal, instant gratification, am I playing enough? Are we winning enough? Should I stay? Should I go? Do they win enough early? Do they get buy-in enough early to weather the storm? And then the final 4 games, it's Indiana, Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers. Can they win 3 of those 4? That's a 6-win team. That's a bowl team. That's my expectation. Bowl game, bowl practices, something to build on for Jonathan Smith at Michigan State. You have them at 7. I have them at 6. Spartan fans, the excitement level with your program. I mean, you haven't won. You're coming off a rough go of it with Mel Tucker. I mean, he didn't do you any favors. And you know it's only going to get tougher. The pressure is on for Jonathan Smith in year 1, but I do think there's reason for Spartan Stadium to have a buzz in the air tonight. I really do. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people aren't going there with a whole lot of optimism, but Spartan fans can fill in the blank on that. And for Michigan, where are you at?
I think they're a 10-2 team. Now, with saying 10-2, that means of the 3 big games, they obviously win 1 of them. Texas, Oregon, Ohio State. And that's going to be the big question. When they unveil who their quarterback is going to be with the offensive line, we're going to see a lot tomorrow night. We're going to learn a lot about this team. Even though it is Fresno State, you're going to learn a lot about this team, about the offensive line. What's the chemistry like? What's the communication like? The communication between center, who's still TBD, and quarterback, who's still TBD. What's that operation going to be like? How are they going to go out there and play? All of those things we'll get a little glimpse at on Saturday night. we'll learn a heck of a lot more because Texas is way better than Fresno State. Rocket science here. So we'll find out early on. And let's not forget, Quinn Ewers and Texas looked very pedestrian last year against Oklahoma. And I think Michigan's defense is better than Oklahoma's defense last year. But I also think Quinn Ewers, when you look at his skill set, his talent level, he is, in my estimation, going into the season, I think he's the best quarterback in college football. Now it comes down to consistency. Sarkisian, there were some questionable game calls, play calls that game. Did he learn from that as well? And, you know, I mean, I've heard some interviews. It feels like he has. Way he talks is, yeah, we looked at last year. We found out where we did well, what we didn't well do well. We tried to make some corrections. They lost an offensive lineman, two defensive tackles, two high-quality receivers, and they're down to their third running back. So we're hyper-focused on, and the conversation right now is expectations for Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about those matchups, we don't talk a lot about what's going on in some of the other programs. Now, there are obviously a position of strength because they have, who I've already said is, I think, the best quarterback in college football.
Even ahead of Carson Beck.
I think so. Okay. I think in terms of talent and skill set, now in terms of weapons to be able to utilize, Carson Beck has all of it.
Yeah, I think those guys are both, I mean, Heisman Trophy front runners along with Dylan Gabriel. So you've got some dudes that Michigan's going to face this year. They're going to play two of those three guys. Three games, they'll be underdogs in all three of them. Mm-hmm. Two of them are at home. That Texas game, I love that it's on the schedule. This is what college football is going to be more like moving forward. It's not going to be ECU, UNLV, Bowling Green, and the non-con. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of having as many games on the schedule against Indiana and Purdue, you'll still have those occasionally, but you also have Oregon. And you also have, you know, more of these marquee games. When Washington bubbles up and is good, you're going to have better matchups. Michigan will be tested earlier this year than they have been. How do they stack up? I have questions about quarterback. They didn't use the portal. That's their prerogative, but they're going to ultimately have to lie in that bed this season.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I know they've won with running the ball and playing defense, and I think that's a formula to win probably 9 wins this season. But I don't know if it's enough to go toe-to-toe with Quinn Ewers, toe-to-toe with Dylan Gabriel and the weapons they have at Oregon, toe-to-toe with Ohio State. And I know you have their number, but this is a roster that's poised in their house, and they'll be heavy favorites to beat you this year. This is all the expectation is Ohio State rights the ship this year.
That's a year-to-year deal. We've had their number for 3 years, but that one's not answered until that game is over.
Ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. I think Michigan goes 9-3. I think a successful season is 10-2. You beat somebody, you get in the playoff, you keep things going. The continuity, promoting Sherrone Moore was supposed to be an argument for continuity.
Sure.
Maybe they get the offensive line right by the end of the season and they keep thumping Ohio State. Be an epic
win in
Columbus.
Maybe it's right at the beginning of the season.
Or maybe it's out of the gate and they're ready to go, John.
Could be.
Ticket texters. Saying Jonathan Smith is a good recruiter is not being honest. He's a good developer, but he's not a good recruiter. Jake in Hamtramck.
Well, so I don't know if you can have one without the other. He is a good developer, but he's also a guy that can find the diamond in the rough. Guys that he can develop.
I think that was a hallmark of the D'Antonio era, where they didn't win the Stars game. But that's what
I hate the Stars game.
But that's my point is a coach could say, I don't care that Rival says he's a 2-star. He's a 4 in our book. He's Darquez Dennard. He's going to the NFL. Identifying talent is part of recruiting. And if the sites don't agree with you, it's up to you to prove them wrong. And D'Antonio did at MSU and Jonathan Smith did at Oregon State.
And part of the Stars argument is, okay, you get a 4 or 5-star. Maybe they come in and perform as a freshman. If you get a 3-star, a 2-star that you think will become a 4-star, then that's why you need time to develop them. That's why Jonathan Smith, I expect him to be much better in year 3 than in year 1 because you start to get some of those, and now all of a sudden you've had 2-3 years with them in the weight room, on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, and now all of a sudden they're what you needed them to be. They weren't there as freshmen, but they're there now.
Spartan fans flooding the ticket text. Wolverine fans, don't be left out. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.